Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 243 of Beyond the Supernatural. We are still in the monster section, and we are still discussing the Dybbuk. Now, last time we covered the basics. Big, tall, four-armed monsters. Very strong. Very powerful. They hate each other and humanity. They feed on the flesh of the dead. They love to torment people. And they can inhabit corpses and keep them fresh and clean as long as they continue consuming 3 pints of human blood per day for upkeep. They don't deal well with sunlight, and they don't work well as a group, but other than that, they are pretty potent. Big, powerful monsters, right, that you can fight with. What's not to like? But there's even more. It's very much a hidden feature. I guess the dumbest thing on this page is that it happens to be implemented here with the Dybbuk. But secretly, the Dybbuk is also Beyond the Supernatural's version of a sexy vampire. I know, I was shocked too. You don't associate sexy vampires with giant gorilla arms or tiny little necklace needle-toothed heads. It's on the page though. It's subtle, but it's here. It all hinges on something we read last page. Quote, Dybbuk are intelligent, cunning, and deadly, able to understand human behavior and learn basic skills and use that knowledge to hurt humanity. Dybbuk are crafty, they can learn, and they know that the best way to hurt humanity is to learn about them, to learn human culture so they can navigate it and use it to their own advantage. And it is this realization that, at least in some cases, is going to lead the Dybbuk on a path away from gorilla arms and toward sexy vampire behavior. The hints of it are all over this page. For example, quote, horror factor, colon, 14 in its natural form or when an animated body is recognized as being an animated corpse. Otherwise, the animated body has the physical beauty attribute it did when the deceased was alive. Now this is important because a Dybbuk only has a mental affinity of 2d6. They're not very charismatic, but they can be very attractive. In fact, they have their pick. Remember that they can animate corpses and keep them fresh. If a Dybbuk kills a sexy person in a way that does not ruin their sexiness, they can inhabit that corpse and take whatever physical beauty they like. They can even trade up in the future. If they find a sexier person, sidle up to them, start a conversation about shared interests. Hey, I love being sexy. How about you? Quick knife to the ribs, nice subtle wound, let them bleed out, inhabit that body. Now you've got a newer, even sexier body. So over time, if a Dybbuk wishes to be very sexy, they can do so. And remember that the physical beauty stat comes with a percentile score to charm slash impress. So even though Dybbuks aren't very charismatic, they can still become very socially adept through sheer physical beauty. Other little details about the Dybbuk. Quote, excellent normal night sight. Can see in 1/6 the light needed by humans, but blinded by sunlight. Minus 10 to strike, parry, and dodge. Artificial light is hard on the Dybbuk's eyes. 30 foot slash 9.1 meter range of vision without sunglasses. Without sunglasses, you say? I hadn't really thought about it, but Dybbuks don't operate during daylight. It blinds them and then slowly dissolves them. So, once again, secret sexy vampire. Can't go out during the daylight hours, not really. They see well in the dark, but human beings don't tend to like to operate in pitch darkness. If a Dybbuk is hunting, especially through sexy means, they're not going to want to be hanging out in pitch black in the woods or wherever, or underground. They may layer there, they may make their haven there, but when they go out to hunt people, they're going to need to go to artificially lit places, and that's really hard on their eyes, unless they wear sunglasses. Now, we've got a sexy animated corpse coming out only at night and wearing sunglasses. As far as I'm concerned, we're like 2/3 of the way to sexy vampire here. And keep in mind, to keep this corpse fresh, they have to consume 3 pints of blood per day. We were already at vampire. We're working on sexy. And as listeners to World of Dumbness : Fuck Mary Slay, the Patreon-only MDC side series, will know, sunglasses on a vampire are my jam. As with the Dimensional Ghoul, we also get a little spiel here about the languages that the Dybbuk speaks. Quote, magically understands and speaks all languages at 80%, but cannot read, though most have figured out what certain words, universal symbols, and neon signs, like, quote, bus stop, quote, men's room, quote, telephone, quote, exit, quote, bar, and, quote, topless mean. Once again, you'll recall from the Dimensional Ghoul that in this setting, your strip clubs, your titty bars, a great place to find corpses, or soon-to-be corpses, so it makes sense the Dybbuks know what topless means. But then there's a strange addition to this section, quote, speaks in a husky voice. No further context, no explanation. So far, I don't think anyone has gotten a note like this in their entry, no other monster. The Dybbuk alone speaks in a husky voice. So the image is coming together. She stalks the night, wearing sunglasses, sexy as hell, secretly a corpse, but still looking fresh in every sense of the word. You're going to find her at the bar, you're going to find her at the club, and when she speaks to you, she speaks in a husky voice. Who would have thought last page that we would be strongly considering casting Scarlett Johansson as a Dybbuk? But here we are. Everything has changed. The sexy vampire came on quick with the Dybbuk. And I think in the movie version, maybe we can get Scarlett Johansson to play a Dybbuk, seeing as, in real life, she isn't one. Seems right up her alley. Finally, remember I said this all started with Dybbuks being able to pick up human culture and skills. Under their RCC skills, not only do they get fundamental skills that all eaters of flesh have, such as basic math, swim, and undercover ops, but also, quote, in addition, the Dybbuk knows two skills for each level of its experience, base skill percentage plus 20% skill bonus only. Makes selections from the categories of communications, domestic, espionage, horsemanship, paranormal studies, rogue, technical, and wilderness only. Now you can pick your poison on this. I don't know what kind of sexy vampire you're into, but if you're into more of a vampire homebody, somebody who dances, sings, and cooks, domestic skills. If you're into a sexy vampire super spy, a sort of undead James Bond, Mata Hari, Black Widow, whatever your flavor is, espionage skills. Maybe you're more of a country type. Hey, can I interest you in a sexy vampire in sunglasses and boots who is also a genuine cowboy? Throw some wilderness skills on there. Sexy undead cowboy. Who would have thought we'd get from Dybbuk to here? But here we are. It's undeniable. The dumbest thing on this page is that of all the monsters in this truncated bestiary, including, I would say, the Dar Ota, the actual succubus or incubus, there are no vampires, but they slid in the sexy vampire under the radar as an undocumented feature of this big four-armed monstrosity, the Dybbuk. And I love it, because Beyond the Supernatural is not built for gothic horror, it is trenchcoat horror, and if we're going to get into this big imbroglio with a sexy vampire, we can have sexy times. But it's not going to end with tears, it's not going to end with a dramatic stake through the heart, it's going to end with a big fuck-off pitch battle in a parking complex against a four-limbed gross giant with gorilla arms, as the sexy vampire reverts to its natural badass necklace primate form. An appropriately dumb ending to the perfect storyline for a dumb, dumb game. Join me next time as we leave behind the very tangible physical threat of the Dybbuk and turn to the first of many, many entities on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top-secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Megadumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.